Chapter 2 Hidden in Plain Sight. When I arrived at Beth Israel in the summer of 1999, eager to do something about the suffering all around me, I was already long familiar with the ways of crack addicts and street junkies. I'd marveled at their lies and their never-ending hustles. I'd seen their love for family, friends, and even God take a back seat to a new God. That white rock or powder, even if all the while they hated themselves for it. Little about that world surprised me any more. But I was soon introduced to another world, a hidden drug culture right under my nose. That summer, my first sickle cell anemia patient showed up in the emergency department during one of my shifts at Beth. He was 23, complaining of pain in his shoulders and upper back. I got excited, in the macabre kind of way that happens when a doctor is about to learn firsthand about an illness or injury he has seen only in textbooks. Sickle cell anemia is an inherited blood disorder that in the United States primarily affects African Americans. In a normal patient, red blood cells are oval-shaped, which is optimal for carrying oxygen and allowing blood to flow easily through arteries and veins to the organs and limbs. But a sickle cell patient has abnormally shaped cells that look like a crescent or sickle. The deformed cells sometimes clump together, blocking the regular flow of blood and oxygen and causing excruciating pain in the deprived areas. During medical school, I studied the disease intensely, since I already knew I wanted to work in an urban hospital, and I figured the illness would show itself time and time again.